I wasn't sure if that was our cue.
I double checked.
Okay.
I think it's us.
I'm just following James. Because I know you're following the Lord. All right, so we get the privilege this Christmas to share offertory together. It falls, this week would have fell on our day to share. And Pastor Gary says, you guys just do it together. It's been a few years since we've got to do it together. Yeah. But I got to tell you, I'm really excited. First, I just want to say, oh my goodness, it's so great to see all of us in here together. Amen. You know, we might just have to go to one service and something because it is so good seeing all of us together. That's exciting for me. I really enjoy that. The other thing I want to say, too, is if you haven't seen the video of JoJo singing, Joanna singing, Go Tell It on the Mountain, that's must-see TV. Must-see TV. And then also, I couldn't see some of the little kids while the Harlows were singing, but boy, that Reagan, she's got it down. Wherever she is, I don't know where she's at, but that was great. So with that being said, with the offertory, James and I, last Sunday, Pastor Gary told us, you guys do it together, and he gave us that direction. So James and I just kept praying. And it's anything for a pastor. A pastor can get up and he can read you verses. But a good pastor knows that it's not him that builds up the body. A good pastor knows that it's the Lord through his Spirit that builds up the body. So we didn't want it to just be words. We didn't want it. We wanted it to be heart and we wanted it to be spirit. So James and I just kept praying and we'd see each other and James would go, anything yet? And I go, nothing yet. I said, what about you? He goes, nope. And then I think Kim Phelps asked us, and we were talking about it, and we said, well, maybe this, and maybe, but you know, we just weren't settled. And it wasn't until Saturday morning that really, I'm going to share my side of this testimony of how the Lord, you know, really impressed on our hearts to leave you as a body of Christ, his people, with this. And I would say, I said one verse, but if you're thinking the 6, 8, 10, I'm thinking you got to go with the 3. I think you're right. And we're going to just leave you with one verse, but I think you're right because you said 3. I think you're right, which is nothing new. You're usually right in these situations. So we just kept praying, wrestling. And I'm going to tell y'all, we were wrestling. And I felt like Jacob, I'm going, okay, Lord, it's Saturday morning. And it's getting close. You got to give. I'm getting a little nervous at this point, you know. And I was meeting with Carmela Rivera. And we were having discipleship at the McDonald's on Beach Boulevard. And we're sitting there, and as him and I are talking in the Word of God and studying, I felt like God impressed it on my heart. And I said, that's it. And I said, hold on, Carmelo, I've got to text James. And so I texted James, and I put my phone down, and I wasn't going to check it until I left the meeting. And when I left the meeting, James had texted back, that's exactly what I was thinking. So now I know him, so I'm thinking I got to get my verse in there quick before he gets it. That happens sometimes with us pastors. We'll be talking about something, we'll settle on the same verse. And the more mature one goes, you can have it. I'll find another one.
It's usually him.
No. And so at that moment, I'm sharing with him, and I said, okay, this is the verse I'm really feeling like. This really captures what Christmas is about. And I don't want to give the verse away, and I don't want to give the theme away just yet. But a part of me sharing this with you is he literally texted me the same thing back, the theme and the verse. And I was like, well, that's the affirmation of the Lord. And I said, as his people, this really is what Christmas is about. And so I don't want to give it away. At this point, I just wanted to kind of let James kind of share how the Lord was leading you up to this point. And then at that point, if you want to share those verses, and then we'll both kind of just close them. And then you close in prayer, because yes. I kind of opened this up. So I'm going to hand it over to James now.
As Josh had said, you know, throughout the week, we're both, you know, just going through the week, different studies, different opportunities to serve. And, you know, it's on our mind as we go through the day. But at the same time, get up yesterday morning, and I knew Josh was meeting with Carmelo, and so I wasn't going to text. I was actually surprised I got a text from you, but I knew the Lord had just put it on your heart. But I had been just sitting up, and I'm kind of looking around, and we've got different decorations in the home, and we've got the tree and the gifts, and, you know, I'm looking at these things, and it's the Lord just beginning to tell me about the fact that, you know, those things are there and it's a nice time with some of that, but it's not why we have joy. It's not why this time means anything to us as believers, because those gifts are all temporal. Those decorations are temporal. The things that we do during the time, they can be in some ways temporal. But it is that gift of Christ. Mm-hmm. And he just began to really begin to put it on my heart. And as we're texting, and you text me about the gift of Christ that God had given us.
You want me just to say it?
Go ahead.
All right. So as I'm sitting there, I said, and I really felt like it was like God going, well, what else is Christmas about, son? Because we were thinking of different things, but I said, my main heart's desire, and James's was too, is that the body of Christ will be built up in him. Not man, but in him. Yeah. And I said, Christmas is the gift of God's son in salvation. But not just him, because it's easy to have a figurine or, you know, a song. But really, it was everything that encompasses Jesus Christ, and it was very personal. Mm-hmm. So as James and I were working through and wrestling in prayer, okay, Lord, we want this to come from you. The one thing the Lord impressed on my heart to share is it was a personal time of prayer and him giving it to us, no different than he works in the lives of all of us as believers. It's very personal. And we kept coming back saying, okay, God, I want this to be from you. And I just sat there that Saturday morning, and it was like the Lord just put the words in my heart that Christmas is about the gift of God's son and salvation. And not only just him, but everything that encompasses Jesus Christ. Yeah. And so at that moment, I just started praying, and I went down that list of just how thankful I was of everything Christ has done in my life. Yeah. From rescuing me and changing me to giving me a family that loves me, a wife, a church body that loves the Lord, teaching me how to serve and become more like him, his word that just enlightens my eyes and changes everything in my life. It was everything that encompasses Jesus Christ. And so that's what we wanted to convey to you today. Now, you thinking those three verses?
I'm thinking those three verses.
Go for it.
You're right. In that time of sitting there and just being alone with the Lord and thinking through these things. And as Josh had said, it was both of our desire this would be something real that the Lord was really impressing on our heart, not just conveying a passage, but something that the Lord was really revealing to us this year. And a part of it, as you had mentioned, Josh, of all the things the Lord has done, you know, I think Miss Connie will say all of this in heaven too, and as if it wasn't enough that we get to be with him, but what he begins to do in our life now, and I just thought the unity that the Lord gave in this way, and even the same passage of Scripture.
Right. We literally texted each other the same verse, and we know each other very well. Some of you don't know that. So literally the same verse was coming across our phones at the same exact time. And I was like, that one's mine. He goes, I wanted it too. But what it was the unity of the Spirit of Christ working in us to convey to you that this is who he is. This is why we celebrate Christmas. Yeah. It is the gift of God's Son and everything that encompasses him in a very personal and real way.
And so the verse in particular that we had both sent each other at the same time, which actually talks about at the right time.
At the right time.
And is Romans chapter 5, verse 6. And I'm just going to read it to you. It says, for while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly.
And it made me think of the manger.
Yep.
How he came helpless and we were helpless.
Yep. And there was two verses that follow, actually, verses 8 and verses 10, that I didn't want to leave out, and I appreciate you letting me add them in, Josh. Is verse 8 says, God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Verse 10 says, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And I put together what those verses tell us that we really bring to the table, and we're helpless sinners who are enemies of God. And you realize that it's nothing of anything that we bring, but But at the same time, what is so humbling and strengthening about it is that all that he's done for us, in spite of this is who we are without him. And this is where we came to him at, was we had nothing to offer, we're helpless, and we were sinning against him, enemies against him. And I think as we'd been in Luke and in the second service, and you get the picture of Christ on the cross, and mm-hmm. he says, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And the depth of his love and of his salvation in those verses, and a realization, this is all that I brought. It's nothing to do with me, and it's still nothing to do with me or any of us. It's about what he's done, mm-hmm. that gift of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And why would we want to hold on to anything else other than him above all?
It leaves me in awe when I really think about it. And I'm so thankful. A part of it is the personal relationship with Christ. It was just, it blew me away. And then how he put us on the same verse at the same time to convey to you as Family Bible, he is that gift of salvation in his son Jesus Christ, and that's why we celebrate. Amen. Brother, you close us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we do just come in awe of you this morning. Lord, as I think about, Lord, all that you've done for us, I think about the way in which we came to you. Lord, and the way that we are without you. We have nothing of value to offer of our own work. And all we had done to that point was work against you and be enemies of you. And yet what a wonderful picture of your perfect love, of your salvation, that you would reconcile us to you through the gift of your Son. Lord, there's so much that can draw our attention, particularly in these times. But Lord, may our attention not leave your Son. May we remember that it's all him, and that it's his gift that brings us true joy and salvation and a hope. Lord, we give you and you alone the thanks and praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, brother.